batch. Nobody's going to keep you there. But we have a really great team of people that really just want to help you. So I would say give it a shot.
What does an evaluation entail then? Is it, you know, question and answers, or how do you do that?
Oh, a little of everything. We got to get to know you. We got to get to know your story, what's important to you, what your goals are. And then we do a comprehensive assessment of all the body structures and systems that are contributing, let's say, to your shoulder pain. And then we kind of talk to you about what your priorities are, and then we make a plan for how to address all the issues so that we can get you feeling better.
Any other news from the Richland Hospital you'd like to share today? Anything coming up here in the near future?
Well, I think we still have our vaccine clinics are open for appointment only. You can get vaccines. You can schedule to get a vaccine at the hospital, at the Spring Green Medical Center, at the Muscadet Health Center, and also the pharmacy at the hospital.
Yep.
We have
the walk-in mammograms end in October, but if you haven't been able to get in, call for an appointment, and they can find a time that works for you. So there was that piece.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's as far as news is concerned.
That's big news.
Yeah. I talked to a lot of high school seniors who are talking about careers. Seems like more and more people are kind of gravitating a little bit toward physical therapy. Do you see that?
That'd be wonderful. We have a need.
You have a need for more?
Yeah.
I think many of them are motivated by the trainers that they see at their local schools, correct?
I mean, Lindsay, who wouldn't want to be Lindsay and Bree?
Yeah, exactly. Right.
They're really fantastic people, and they do really important work. And we do have a shadow program where students thinking about a career in healthcare, maybe they're not sure if they want to pursue a physical therapy program or an athletic training program or maybe even an exercise physiologist, they can come and they can shadow the people doing the work so they get an idea of what that feels like. So we work with many students and help them figure out what they might be interested in.
I would say there's at least 50% of patients or PTs who have had past experience. You know, like I had TMJ jaw issues, and I know that Kim Darcy Liska, who works in PT, had knee issues. So when you get in there and you kind of see what we do, it's, you know, it has to be somewhat exciting for someone to have a position there. So,
And you can speak from experience if you've had, you know, physical therapy yourself then too, can't you?
Yeah, I think, I mean, our ultimate goal is, can we make you healthier? Is there a way to do things without, you know, procedures, you know, different things like that? I'm not always recommending not to have a procedure or surgery, but if we can, you know, decrease the likelihood. I mean, if you think about research, you know, that's what they're looking at when they're doing certain things. How beneficial is it and stuff like that? So that is exciting not to have to do those things.
And sometimes, Kara, insurance will make you kind of jump through the hoops, so to speak. Like, let's try this, and if it doesn't work, maybe surgery is the next option then.
Yes, and I will say to that, the reason why they're doing that is because there is a lot of evidence that therapy can help with things. And like Amy said, we can't prevent every surgery, but there are a number of people that came because they needed the 6 visits before they could get their MRI, and they're like, you know, I actually feel better. And there's no reason why you have to do one or the other. You can continue to do therapy and continue to talk to the surgeon and figure out what works best for you. So,
great. So if we're out there and we're experiencing pain, call the Richland Hospital, you know, and see if we can make an appointment and, you know, see where we go from there. If I'm trying to make a comeback in Church League softball and, you know, I need to get back there, you guys could help that too, right?
We sure could.
Sure, maybe. But as far as making contact with the ball, you probably can't help that, though.
I don't want to make any guarantees there.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in, ladies. Thanks for what you do.
Yeah. Thank you.
And happy Physical Therapy Month.
Thank you.
You bet. Amy Hergert and Kara Watson joining us from the Richland Hospital on this portion of the morning show.
The fall season is here. Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your fall service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards, the feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsboro Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reesburg.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics is now scheduling appointments for flu and COVID vaccines. Each location is accepting appointments. Call Richland Hospital Clinic, Muscadet Health Center, or Spring Green Medical Center for your appointment. Phone numbers are available at richlandhospital.com. Flu and COVID season is here. Help protect yourself and your community.
Need a boost to power through your day? Dunkin' delivers. From energizing coffee to crave-worthy snacks, everything's made to order just the way you like it. And with the Dunkin' app, it's Dunkin' done easy. Order ahead and pay right from your phone. Join Dunkin' Rewards to earn points toward free food and drinks. Get exclusive offers you won't want to miss. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'. At Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin, we believe stronger communities begin with safe, stable homes. That's why we're dedicated to revitalizing neighborhoods through housing support, community-driven programs, and financial resources that empower local families. Let's work together to make our towns better places to live, work, and grow. Call 608-647-4949 and be part of building a brighter future right here at home.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning again. Great to be in the studio with some live music once again and some guests passing through these parts. We have Jason Charles Miller on with us here today and all the way by, Virginia, California, Nashville?
Yeah.
You kind of crisscross the country,
right? Born in Virginia, live in California now. Yeah, definitely spent a lot of time in Nashville, so... But I will say, I had something I wanted to tell you at the top. I have been to Alaska, and the reason why I'm saying this, the caveat is, sometimes you have memories of like the coldest day you've ever been in your life. And the coldest day I've ever been in my life was in April in Wisconsin.
I believe it.
Yeah. So I'm kind of glad to be here, not quite in winter just yet.
Not yet, no. Yeah. What were you playing a show?
Yeah, I was on the road with my old band, and we were playing a show in Green Bay at a place, actually. It was a rock club called Lombardi's. I don't think it exists anymore, but that would make sense, a rock club in Green Bay called Lombardi's.
It would.
And it was the wind and just the chill was unbelievable. It didn't matter how much you were wearing, the wind would find its way in.
Yeah. No doubt. You were in the band Godhead.
Right, yeah.
Back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Some people remember you from that.
Yeah.
You've really produced all kinds of music through your career, though, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been... maybe it's my sort of need to always do something new, you know, or my need to always create... But growing up in Virginia, I kind of had a lot of country in my blood. But when Godhead took off, that was kind of the lane we were in for a while. Then when we moved to California, I had more opportunities to collaborate with a lot of different people to write songs for different projects, be it a television commercial or a video game later on or stuff for television, or movies. So I'm always... writing for the project, and then when I write for me, you know, what you'll hear today is what comes out.
You've got a new single. Radio's been playing across the country. What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, it's called Run for the Hills, and it's one that actually Gary, who's here with me, my guitar player, we wrote this together, and it's just like a riff-based country rocker, you know, just a sort of an anthem for standing up for yourself.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Let's play it. Run for the Hills on WRCO. Jason Charles Miller. Jason Charles Miller on WRCO Radio. He's live at Budokan 3 weeks ago. Now he's in Richland Center. How about that, man?
Yeah.
Good
everywhere
to have
you want to be.
Oh, man. Well, we were talking during the break, too. You've been the voice of a lot of video games through the years.
Yeah.
How do you get that gig?
Well, you know, so when Godhead had a break on a tour, we were asked randomly to write music for a Pop-Tarts commercial. They wanted like a rock. They wanted a sort of a rockin' tune in this one Pop-Tarts commercial. And at one point, the kid who's bouncing around on his bed wants to sing along to the rock song and go, "Oh yeah!" And so they needed me to do that in the recording. So that enabled me to be in the Screen Actors Guild. So I was like, "Oh, well, I'm in the Screen Actors Guild now. I better look into this." So I started taking voiceover lessons. And, you know, voice acting lessons. The first couple of directors I knew were also knew me as a musician, gave me my start, and then I got an agent. And, you know, now I'm like 300 IMDb credits later of being in games and cartoons.
I saw some of the list of the voices that you've provided there. Are you watching TV or streaming something? Oh, wait a minute, that's me.
Yeah, you know, the craziest thing that ever happened to me was I was watching Cartoon Network, and there were two shows that I had voices in on both shows. And late at night, Cartoon Network, between their shows, they would only play one commercial. And so what happened was on Morabito, Guardian of the Spirit, my character had the last line of that episode. Then an ESP guitars commercial came on that I had narrated. Then the next show was a show called Code Geass, and my character in that game had the first line. So I was like, I can't believe this just happened, and I can't really tell to anybody because it's like a weird thing. But yeah, that was a very strange experience for voiceover for me.
Very surreal.
Yeah.
So when you're going to be the voice of a character, do you get a little character description, or how do you
do? Yeah. So what happens often is you'll send an audition, and it'll describe the character and maybe the voice type that they're looking for. Not exactly a voice. They want you to match something, but they'll say, these are what we are inspired by and what we think you should do. And then you kind of put that into your head and give it your best shot. And if you get booked on it, then they'll play you your audition back right before you start recording the character so that you know where your headspace was and where you put your voice for that character.
That's awesome. Anything in the works in that regard then?
Yeah, but I couldn't talk about it.
Oh, yeah. We want the WRCO exclusive here.
Right. Well, there is a game I can talk about. It's called People of Note, and it comes out next year, but I wrote 9 songs for it, and I sing in it. So that's really fun. It's like a musical-based video game, and I wrote 9 songs that all take place in the cutscenes. But the interesting thing about this game is that depending on who's in your party, the music changes. So if you have the rock guy in your party, you'll start to hear an electric guitar in the background. If you have the EDM person in your party, you'll start to hear a different beat happening. And then if they're not in your party, those go away. And if the country guy's in your party, you hear banjo playing. You know, it's a really interesting kind of concept around this thing.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I can talk about that.
Well, I appreciate that. Sure. You've got guitars in hand. You got Gary here.
Yeah.
To your left. You want to sing a song for us?
Absolutely. Right. So you played our new single, but this is a song off of my current album called Knives in the Dark, and it is called Digging in the Dust.
I was crying in my reprieve, didn't get much time to grieve. I just sailed out on my way and didn't turn around. When she finally changed her mind, I was too far down the line. There's a point in no return that keeps you on the ground. There's a lonely rain that falls by me now. Wish I could wash away it all. I've been digging in the dust, trying to raise the dead, but it's all grown cold. I'm throwing water on rust, trying to stop from drowning while I'm tied to a stone. Special kind of hell. You just take it day by day, convince you're never wrong. In the eye of your own soul, you're not letting on your own. Pull the mask down on your face and just pretend you're strong. I've been digging in the dirt, trying to raise the dead, but it's all grown cold. I'm throwing water on rust, trying to stop from drowning while bones, growing more painful every day. I've been digging in the dust, trying to raise the dead, but it's all going wrong. Ooh. I'm throwing water on us, trying to stop from drowning while I'm tied to the stone.
Jason Charles Miller, good stuff.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's awesome. How long can you hold a note? I'm curious.
You know, I've never timed it. We should time it. Let's get Guinness out here.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it.
Let's see what the record is.
When did you discover that voice, though?
Early on, luckily, when I was about 5 years old, I figured it out, I guess. I was on a train. Apparently, I was on a train with my dad. And we walked to like this entertainment car in the back. And the way my dad describes it is that there was a musician back there and he was playing, but no one was really paying attention. And so he sarcastically said, "Well, does anybody else want to come up here?" And as a 5 year old, you don't really understand sarcasm. So I was like, "Do you know Country Roads by John Denver?" And apparently that brought the house down. So I've been chasing that feeling ever since. That's where it comes from, I guess.
Oh, that is awesome. Well, come on back with us. We'll do a couple more songs maybe.
Yeah, that'd be great.
If you're not on a time limit, we'll bring you back.
Okay.
Jason Charles Miller on WRCO Radio, and we'll be right back.
Protect your home and auto with a bundle from Progressive so you can stop worrying about them and invent new things to worry about, like snakes in your bedroom. Sure, that sounds incredibly irrational, but now that we've mentioned it, you are a little worried. The odds of one snake, let alone snakes plural, are so slim. But you might want to check. Oh, you're not near your bedroom. Guess you'll just have to sit there and worry about it. So let Progressive protect your home and auto, because you've got enough to worry about. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Bryan County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Ready for a better route in your driving career? Bitech Incorporated of Monroe is looking for CDLA drivers with a tanker endorsement to service dairy and food processing facilities across Richland Center, Arena, and nearby communities. They offer both full and part-time positions, complete with training and benefits. If you've got a safe driving record and the motivation to make every mile count, Bitech wants to hear from you. Apply online or call 608-328-8200. Or 800-362-3484. Bitech Incorporated, your road to success, a greener way. This season, make the short drive to Spring Green and take a tour of Taliesin, Frank Lloyd Wright's legendary home and studio. Tours depart from the Frank Lloyd Wright Visitor Center daily through October and Fridays through Sundays until mid-December. Visit Riverview Terrace Cafe for breakfast or lunch and enjoy scenic views of the Wisconsin River. It's the only remaining Frank Lloyd Wright design restaurant in the world. You can also discover unique holiday gifts at the Wright Gift Shop. Learn more at taliesinpreservation.org.
The cooler fall weather is here, and now is the time to get to Mr. G's in Richland Center and Viroqua to update your fashions and footwear. Step into style with Mr. G's remarkable selection of boots, sneakers, and dress shoes. Cozy casuals to rugged work boots. They have it all. Refresh your wardrobe. Check out the great selection of dresses, sportswear, formal wear, and active wear. Get ready for a fashionable fall and winter season at Mr. G's in the Richland Square, in Richland Center, and in Viroqua.
For all your shoe and clothing needs, choose Mr. G's.
You may have thought that compact tractors are too expensive. Well, LS Tractors is offering 0% for 72 months. Subcompact tractors with loaders starting at $267 a month. Larger compact tractors with loaders as low as $309 a month. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractors. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors have hydrostatic transmissions and will not break your bank. Learn about the full line of LS Tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
Bill Nee with you in the studio with Jason Charles Miller, hanging out with Gary, and Bo is here as well, just doing a little reminiscing about video games.
Yeah.
What's the first video game you ever played?
And our Dance Dance Revolution.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
You were probably an expert in that, weren't you?
Yeah. No, I think my first video game was probably Space Invaders.
Oh, yeah, sure.
On the original Atari. But I do remember Pitfall was another favorite one.
Right.
Yeah.
I go back to the classic arcade days of Dig Dug and Frogger and Donkey Kong and Pac-Man and Miss Pac-Man.
I still have nightmares about Frogger.
Trying to cross that street.
Yeah.
Well, give us kind of a rundown, like a thumbnail sketch of some of the video games that you have been a part of, Jason.
Yeah. Well, so we were talking about games that I've done music for and acted in. So Star Trek Online was a fun one. So in Star Trek Online, I've played like a Klingon general, the Klingon computer. I'm also the voice of Q, the alien. But then they approached me, also knowing my musical background, they approached me about writing a metal song for the Klingons. And then they would translate it. What happened, they presented to me like, hey, we've got this idea, but could you write a song about Klingons? And then we might have it translated into Klingon and then have someone sing it. So I was like, okay, that's cool. So I looked up Klingon phrases, like popular Klingon phrases, put them all in a song. And then they had the actor who played Laurel on Star Trek Discovery. She came in and sang it in Klingon. That was kind of wild. Yeah.
My goodness.
But I've also got to voice Optimus Prime in a game. I've, let's see, I'm in Neverwinter Online, World of Warcraft, games, Halo, that's been super fun. A ton of games like that.
How much of it is your natural voice, Jason, and how much of it is like computer augmented?
You try to change it as much as you can for the character, and then, sometimes they'll augmented. I think the only one they really augmented it for was Optimus Prime, but I mean, even like in the morning, actually, because this is the morning, I'm like, I have witnessed your capacity for courage, and though we are worlds apart, like us, there's more to you than meets the eye.
Oh, that's awesome.
You got to be right on the mic.
Yeah, you do. You got to eat the mic.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. So you must never get bored. I mean, you're doing all these projects.
I never get bored. Yeah. I try my hardest not to. I want to make sure that I was saying the other day, too, it's like as creators, we want to make sure we're creating more than we're consuming, because it's our job to create. If that's what we've been put here to do, you know, we want to make sure that I'm always doing something new and putting it out there.
Would you sing another song for us?
Sure thing.
Right.
This is a song I wrote in Nashville with some friends, and ended up being on an episode of True Blood on HBO. So this is called You Get What You Pay For. One, two, three.
Feel that engine stutter, wheels stop rolling round. Asphalt melts like butter, bone dry, some big clown. Rusty half-ton pickup, duct tape on the door. Six-pack, $1,000, guess you get what you pay for. 100 miles from Vegas, 1,000 miles from sweetened last night's whiskey. I must be 100 proof. Last night shots were pounding. Woke up on the floor. Heartaches, now a headache. You got what you pay for. Get what you pay for. Misspelled tattoo. Got what you pay for. Homemade wine. Got what you pay for. Truck stop shower. You got what you pay for. Get what you pay for. Cheap motel room. Got what you pay for. Free advice. Get what you pay for. Bad directions. Got what you pay for. Three jacks took my house. Broke out, broken down. Guess you got what you pay for. Get what you pay for. Spend time to get what you pay for. Home and wine. Get what you pay for. Drug stop shower. You got what you pay for. Get what you pay for. Cheap motel. Get what you pay for. Free advice. Get what you pay for. Bad direction. Get what you pay for.
Jason Charles Miller, good
Thank
job.
You.
You bet. Some good picking again, Gary.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Trying.
You guys tour together a lot.
We do, yeah. Quite a bit.
Uh-huh. Playing some live shows. You got some more live shows planned for the coming days?
Yeah, actually, I'm heading to England next. So I've got 9 shows in England next month from like November 15th to the 25th. And then I head back to Japan to sing with the Tokyo Philharmonic Orchestra.
What?
Right. Yeah. Right around Christmas time. So.
So what do you sing with them, for instance?
That's going to be specifically for Final Fantasy XIV. We sing the soundtrack songs off of that. And we do soundtrack concerts for the fans of that game.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So do you ever do anything from Godhead? Do you ever do anything?
Yeah, like when we do headlining shows, we throw a few old Godhead songs in there, you know? So definitely with the band in the States, you might catch a Godhead song or two.
Mm-hmm. But no reunion tour or anything like that? Or
there was talk of one, and there was a festival that that we were possibly going to do, and then the festival went out of business. So that ended the reunion talk right there.
Which is kind of common, I think, anymore. Right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll come back, and maybe we can even coax you to sing one more for us.
Okay, that'd be great.
All right, appreciate it. Jason Charles joining us here in the studio. Jason Charles Miller, duh. Mm-hmm. And we'll be right back after these words.
Attitude is everything. I'm Mitch Anthony with today's Daily Dose. The famed industrialist Andrew Carnegie once said, "Put all your eggs in one basket and then watch that basket." When it comes to investing money, we're often warned about putting all our eggs in one basket, and rightly so. If we invest all our assets in one risky venture, we could lose it all. Carnegie, however, was speaking more of how we invest our lives and efforts. It's easy to try to be fair at many things and be excellent at none. I once met a fellow who was scattered all over the map. He had 1,000 projects going. He was hyperactive, always in a hurry. I asked him, "Why do you have all these things going that seem to distract you?" His answer, "I figure if I've got 15 things going, the law of averages is with me and at least one or two will work." I watched his progress over time. He went belly up on all 15. Success in anything, from a relationship to a cause, is the result of concentrating our efforts. Putting our eggs in one basket means we are committed. Remember the proverb, "He that chases three rabbits catches none." Mitch Anthony reminding you once again that life is whatever you make it.
Mitch Anthony here to tell you about the R Extra Mile, a charity that uses your extra airline miles to help cancer patients get where they need to go. Serious illness takes a toll not only physically, but financially as well, with lost wages, chemotherapy, insurance deductibles, and travel costs. There is additional stress. The R Extra Mile is seeking donors of airline miles to help patients to find providers. You can help by contacting the rextramile.org, rextramile.org. That's rextramile.org, rextramile.org.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Hello everyone, this is Brian from Walsh's. Keep your home safe with our buy two, get one free deal on select First Alert smoke alarms, carbon monoxide alarms, and fire extinguishers. Tackle any mess with a Craftsman 6-gallon wet-dry vac for only $69.99 and fire up your Weber Smoke wood pellet grill for $7.99. Organize your space with 15 or 27-gallon heavy-duty storage totes for just $7.99. Stop in at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of the Cross, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
If you're ready for a career change, Cardinal Glass CG is looking for dedicated team members to join their growing workforce. With competitive pay, excellent benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to succeed. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on your first day. Visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 for more details.
Ready for a better sleep experience? Wirtz Floor & Home is giving you up to 50% off select mattresses for a limited time. From plush to firm and everything in between, we've got the perfect fit for your best night's sleep. Don't wait, these savings won't last long. Visit Wirtz Floor & Home, conveniently located right off Highway 14 in Spring Green, and serving all customers across the area. Wirtz Floor & Home, quality you trust, comfort you deserve.
Thank you.
WRCO.
Well, welcome back here on WRCO Radio. Jason Charles Miller, our guest. On this particular press release, they have you've written songs with lots of people, collaborated with the likes of Eric Church, Ozzy Osbourne, Toby Keith. That's quite an array of artists right there, my friend.
Yeah, Billy Ray Cyrus. I co-produced a Billy Ray Cyrus record.
Did you?
Yeah, that was fun. He's actually one of the people asked me, like, who's your, the, like best celebrity you've ever worked with, like one that you've loved to work with the most, and he's on the top of the list. He's one of those guys that you know when you immediately start working with him why he's a star, why all of his kids are stars. There's just this sort of magical aura about him that makes you want to do your best.
Mm-hmm. And he works hard, I'm thinking.
He really does.
Yeah. So Ozzy Osbourne, we lost him earlier this year. Yeah. What was it like to be able to be in his presence?
Yeah, it was pretty incredible. So my band Godhead played on the Ozfest, and then that same year I got invited over to the house a few times by his son Jack, who was a fan of our band. I'm not going to turn down going over to Ozzy's house, who you know. And there was one night where I found myself alone on the couch with Ozzy, and he loved Godhead's cover of Eleanor Rigby because he loved the Beatles. And I played him the video one day, and he was so enthusiastic about it. But then he asked me, he goes, "Well, have you heard my new album?" And he was talking about his album Down to Earth, and I was like, "Oh, it hasn't," and it hadn't been released yet. So I was like, "Well, no, I haven't heard it because it's not out yet." And he goes, "Well, let me play it for you." And then he goes looking for a burnt CD, because this is like 2002, you know, so he's looking for this burnt CD. And he finds it and he puts it in. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, this is really cool. He's going to play me some songs off of his new album. Well, not only did he play the whole album from beginning to end, he sang along to every song. And it was just me and him sitting on his couch. And I said to myself, well, I can, no matter what I do for the rest of my life, I can die and I will have lived a complete life. You know, Ozzy sang a private concert to me. And the only evidence I have of that is I do appear on the Osbournes a few times. You can see photographic video evidence that I was there at the house. That was not filmed, of course, but I'll remember it forever.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So what we saw in the series, the Osbournes, was that pretty typical?
Absolutely. What they did was, you know, reality shows now are scripted, but that was sort of early days of reality show. So they would just film all day and all night. There would be times when they would stop, and that was one of those times, but they would be like
saying that out loud. Sorry.
What did I say out loud?
The shows are scripted.
Oh yeah. I think we can. Everyone knows that reality shows are scripted now. But that one was not. Yeah, that one was not. They would just film for like four. Like, hey, from Monday through Thursday, we're going to be filming you all day long, every day. So, hats off to the editors of that show.
Yeah,
you know,
had to be a nuisance for the family though too. You know, there was always.
I think so, but I think they knew what would happen if it was successful, and it sure was.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah,
awesome. Yeah, Eric Church, one of the top artists right now too. You've worked with
him. So I write with his guitar player a lot, Driver Williams, and I've opened for Eric a few times, but mainly collaborate with his main lead guitar player.
Awesome. What are you going to play for us next?
Well, Bo was asking what some of my most requested songs are, and this is one. If you go to my Spotify page, this is my first solo. The first four songs that pop up are like, you know, the songs from Metal Gear Rising. But right after that, this is the next one.
Okay.
Which, you know, so this is a song from my album In the Wasteland, and it's called 100 Pound Hammer. To see it for yourself. So you walked right in, and lo and behold, she was in there holding someone else. Now I know where I'm sitting around thinking how this won't happen to us. Brother, I've been where you are, and believe me when it does, it's gonna hit you like 100 pound hammer.
couple of choices. You can bust in like a wrecking ball, or you can just walk out and pretend you didn't just walk in and see what you just saw. The way you wind up tomorrow, at this point it's all up to you. You can let her be the thing that never was, or be the thing that got the better. But either way, it's gonna hit you like a 100-pound hammer.
Music's been featured on all kinds of shows. You mentioned True Blood earlier, Deadliest Catch, NFL Today.
Yeah.
You did something for them?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
How, I'm curious about residuals. How do you get that, like, you know, because obviously reruns are running and things like that for it?
It depends on which network it's on. Like our songwriting, our performance rights organizations have different deals with different networks. It's really strange. So I wish I could understand the math, but I get a report every quarter and go, okay. Someone somewhere knows what's happening.
I made 5 cents.
yeah.
And you mentioned that you're pretty famous in Japan. You can't walk down the street. Is that true?
Well, I mean, when I'm there for a concert, and if I'm near the venue, or even just anywhere in Tokyo, if people come in from all over for these Final Fantasy concerts, and I get recognized a lot. It also doesn't. You know, I can't really hide there because I'm a foot taller than everyone else. I'm wearing a giant cowboy hat. So that really.
That's a giveaway.
Yeah. But it's fun getting recognized there for sure.
Awesome. How can people get your music?
I'm on all the services, Spotify, Amazon, Apple. But if you go to jasoncharlesmiller.com, that'll link you to everything. If you love TikTok, or if you love Instagram, you can find, or Facebook, or YouTube, you can find me on all the links, all there.
Awesome. Good. Well, nothing but success. It's been a real treat to have you guys in the studio today.
Thank you so much.
It's a rare opportunity for us here in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
We're happy to
be here.
Yeah, absolutely. Any voice out you want to do before the end, Optimus Prime?
Oh, let's see. Can we have Optimus Prime read an ad or something?
Oh.
Let me see here.
Yeah, you could do this ad about Pumpkin Fest. It's drop off for Pumpkin Fest tonight, right there. If you want
to read
that there.
People of Wisconsin, The pumpkin drop-off for Pumpkin Fest will be Wednesday, October 22nd, from 3 o'clock until 6:30 at the Courthouse Lawn in Richland Center. Drop off your pumpkin for the Pumpkin Fest contest. Get a free hot dog and cupcake while they last. And just know, for any Autobots out there listening among the stars, we are here. We are waiting at the pumpkin drop-off.
I was so hoping you were going to do
that.
I was so hoping. Oh, man.
That is awesome. I, you know, I've got to read community calendar next hour, so we'll have you drop by and just do that.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll call it in.
5 minutes for Safe travels to you guys.
Thank you.
Oh, man, it's been a pleasure. Jason Charles Miller joining us in the studio on WRCO.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is overflowing with the flavors of fall. Stop by and pick up Honeycrisp, Cortland, Macintosh, and all your favorite apples. The bakery's full of apple cider donuts, along with take-a-bake pies and gooey caramel apples. And while you're there, fill your basket with fresh apple cider, cranberries, pumpkin, squash, and other seasonal goodies. And here's the best part. Every Tuesday, enjoy 10% off all apple purchases. Savor the season at Oakwood Fruit Farm, where every bite tastes like autumn.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Bitech Incorporated of Monroe is hiring motivated truck drivers to service dairy and food processing facilities in Richland Center Arena and surrounding areas. Whether you're looking for full-time or part-time work, Bitech has opportunities for safe, dependable drivers with a CDLA and tanker endorsement. Enjoy training, solid benefits, and the chance to work with a respected company that values safety and reliability. Apply online today or call for an application at 608-328-8200 or 800-362-3484. That's Bitech Incorporated. Driving opportunity forward the greener way. Harvest more savings with Case IH Genuine Parts at Johnson Tractor. Get 5% back when you spend $1,000 or more on OEM lubricants and filters with your Productivity Plus account, plus $100 off harvesting kits and camera systems for every $1,000 spent. New customers earn a $50 statement credit after $500 in purchases and enjoy no interest, no payments for 90 days on qualifying Case IH parts. Count on Case IH Genuine Parts only at Johnson Tractor.
This fall, help support families in our community by adding your fall favorites to our fall food pantry collection. Julie Karen State Farm is a permanent drop-off site for the food pantry, so it's easy to give anytime. Bring canned goods, pasta, rice, soups, peanut butter, or seasonal favorites like pumpkin puree and applesauce to help stock local shelves. Every donation makes a difference and keeps the spirit of giving alive this season. Stop by Julie Karen State Farm this fall and add your favorites to our food wagon. Like good neighbors, we can all be there.
From high quality seeds to specialized feed, Lime Ridge Ag Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Lime Ridge Ag. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM ShowTech, Biozyme VitaFirm, and Early Bird Show feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, Sunglow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Lime Ridge Ag Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Auctions. Our real estate team gives you options and bundled services to help you sell your real estate. Recently, I helped a local man who developed dementia and was admitted to the nursing home. I worked with a brother who lived in Virginia to make a plan. We considered a cash buyout or a real estate auction, but because of the man's debt, we had to do it the hard way. First, we emptied his house, selling his personal property at auction. Then we took out dumpster loads of rubbish to get the property ready for sale. We listed the property and brought the buyer. Along the way, I returned a car to a bank, shipped auction items to Canada, helped the man get Medicaid coverage for the nursing home,
and covered all the debts. I never met the Virginia brother in person, but he was very happy that he found us. Advice, real estate sales, legal, auction, and title services. No other real estate firm can do what we do. If we did all that for their family, just think what we can do for yours. Go to WilkinsonAuctions.com for more info on the options our team can offer to you.
Cold weather is just around the corner. Are you ready? Jelinek Plumbing and Heating wants to make sure your home is warm, safe, and comfortable all winter long. From furnace clean and checks to new installations, we will make sure your system runs efficiently, saving you money on your energy bill all season long. Call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating today to schedule your fall clean and check or an estimate on a new energy efficient furnace. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. 649-7916.
100.9
WURCO. The night's as clear as a big desert sky, but it's hard to see stars with these tears in my eyes. Yeah, it's hard not to cry. There's 26 reasons why. There's broken hearts that'll never beat the same. Shattered lives still reeling from the pain of plans and dreams now gone. Oh, how do you move on? But I believe there's someone who's looking after me, someone beside me. But I believe, I believe. There's 26 angels looking down from above, resting in His mercy, grace, and love. Time may never heal the sadness that we feel. But I believe there's someone who's looking after me, someone beside me.
Live from Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where the coffee's hot, the music's country, and the company's local.
like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every sunset that she's ever seen memorized. Saves him away for a rainy day or stormy night. Sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes. I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't